it's Andrew Bogish from CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back to the show. It is The Whole Show powered by PDC Energy. I'm live from the basement studios. Colfax is in the Auto Collision Specialist studios. I should have just invited Kevin over here. He lives in Fort Collins. I'm in Timmins. We could have probably just walked and met and had this conversation. But nonetheless, Kevin's on the line with us. Kevin Lytle from the Fort Collins, Colorado. And Kevin, I know Rams fans are quick to say it, but I got to ask you, did the Rams get snubbed?
You know, it's a tough one. In a way, yes. I mean, in a way, their resume is good enough, and certainly I think there are a few teams that are in that you can look at and say, think CSU's got a better resume than that. But I think it's also true CSU could have and, you know, should have, if you want to say that, done more to build the resume. I think they were the truest sense of a bubble team. I mean, if they had gotten in, it wouldn't have been, a catastrophe of, the selection committee putting in a team that didn't deserve it. And with them being out, I think the same thing. I know it hurts for Rams fans, but they were very much on the edge, and someone's getting left out, and they're one of them. So it's really tough. I mean, they did a lot of things right. Certainly the Mountain West did them no favors at all. But they, again, you play to win the games, and they had a couple that they could have won and didn't. And that was really a difference, especially at Utah State game. So, I think it's one of those where both are true. They had a valid case to be in, but the selection committee, I think, also has a valid, reason for keeping them out. So it's people don't like to, have, sort of gray area like that, but I think that's where we are.
It's tough, and you see this in college sports. I mean, it's college football. You argue about which bowl game and all that with the rankings. Same with college basketball. You get it every single year. Every team that's not, typically a top 10 team, at some point they're going to have this discussion. And you noted this in the Coloradoan when it all went down. I mean, the Rams still, even though they didn't necessarily complete that blueprint that you and I talked about as far as the games they needed to win, they still had a shot. But then Saturday, every team that they essentially needed to lose, bubble teams, went on and upset. I mean, Georgetown won their conference. You saw Oregon State winning their conference tournament. They didn't get any help from those bubble teams either.
No, exactly. I mean, we talked, Friday before the semifinal, and we said, well, either way, CSU will be in the conversation Sunday. If they win the semi, they'll be in. If they lose, it'll be a really nervous wait, and that's exactly what happened. And you nailed it. Saturday morning, things looked pretty good. I mean, Bracket Matrix, which does a great job of aggregating all the brackets online, and they're dead accurate. If you look at Bracket Matrix, they their summary is really, really spot on. Saturday morning, they had CSU in 92% in the field. And so you're looking good. And then, yeah, boom, Georgetown wins the Big East. That was a killer. Cincinnati upset Wichita State, which moved Wichita State more onto the bubble. And then coincidentally, ironically, cruelly ironic, if you want to call it that, Colorado, your big rival, kind of chokes to Oregon State. And when it comes down to it, Oregon State and Georgetown took Louisville and Colorado State's spots.
Kevin Lytle joining us from the Fort Collins, Colorado. And yeah, and you've, of course, Kevin, you have the conspiracy theories, too, that the Buffs threw the game knowing that the Rams needed that one.
Yeah, I think you've really got to have the tinfoil hat on to go with that one. Even McKinley Wright said the day before, he goes, I hope CSU's in. I want the Colorado teams to be good. Obviously, I think CU was just worried about their thing. They just played bad, which happens. But yeah, it is cruelly ironic that CU helped kind of drive the knife into CSU's heart.
Yeah, no. And it, at the end of the day, this is par for the course. If you're a college basketball fan, this is going to happen. But Kevin, at one point in this season, I was starting to believe that the Mountain West Conference was going to get four teams in this thing with San Diego State, Utah State, Boise State, CSU. But I think it's fair. I mean, CSU didn't fall apart near the end. It felt like Boise State did. And at the end of the day, when you have games in front of you and you say, here's the games you need to win to get in, and you don't, don't be shocked if come Sunday you feel like you get snubbed.
Yeah, exactly. I think you're spot on. I mean, I was talking to some reporters when I was out in Las Vegas for a conference sermon, basically the same discussion of as recent as even 2 to 3 weeks ago, you're thinking 3 to 4, you know, 3 is looking pretty good. 4 is even pretty realistic. And then, yeah, it all fell apart. The Mountain West reschedules, flat out, those were a bad decision. They cost the conference at least one spot. I think that's very fair to say. But like you say, you know, the teams still could have taken care of business. Boise State, as you said, collapsed. Should they have been playing Fresno State? No, absolutely not. But should they still beat Fresno State? Absolutely. You know, again, both things are true. CSU, was it really harsh to be playing Nevada the fourth game in 7 days on the road? Absolutely. But get two more stops, one more stop, and you win it, and you're probably in the tournament. So, again, multiple things are true. Mountain West did their conference no favors, and it kind of compounded itself when those teams, you know, had a little slip-up.
Yeah, no question about it. Kevin Lytle joining us from the Fort Collins, Colorado. Well, the Rams didn't waste a lot of time, though. They're still going to play. They've accepted the invitation to the NIT, and I know you put a story together earlier available to Colorado. It kind of talks about how teams view this tournament. You know, they feel like they got snubbed, so now they got to go out there and prove it. Sometimes, Kevin, it feels like the opposite sometimes. Wouldn't you say with teams where it's like, we want to play, but we know it really doesn't matter in the grand scheme of things because we wanted to go go dancing. So maybe you come out and you think you can almost sleepwalk your way into winning some games, and that's not the case either. We see great teams get knocked out pretty early in these tournaments with that kind of mindset.
Yeah, totally. I mean, you know, there's some CSU examples. 2015, the team got snubbed, or definitely snubbed in that case, from the NCAAs. Went to the NIT, and they clearly didn't want to be there. 2011 CSU, I was a student journalist covering that team, and again, they were a close call, and going into the NIT, they said all the right things. You know, we want to play. It's another chance to keep playing with my, you know, with my brothers, all that. And then they show up on court, clearly didn't want to be there. There have been some other CSU teams that did the opposite. excuse me. I asked Nico Medva about that yesterday, and he kind of shrugged and said, yeah. He goes, I mean, I think we all want to play. I think we're going to be locked in. He goes, but none of us have been through this. He goes, and we're devastated right now. So yeah, we'll see. Yeah. You won't really know until they take the court Friday. Knowing the makeup of this team, I do think they will play hard and well. Obviously, that's no guarantee of victory. But I don't think they're going to kind of sleepwalk through this thing. But, again, none of them have been through this. So you don't know how long this will linger. I think the good thing is they don't play till Friday, so they have a decent bit of time to kind of sulk, to be frank, to use that
sure.
phrase, because I think that is what it is right now. But, you know, normally the NIT might start as early as, you know, a Tuesday or Wednesday, but they have a little time to let it digest and get over it, and then, I guess, get back to enjoying basketball a little bit. So I think that's the best news for CSU fans, that there's a little time. But another wrinkle is, you know, there's that Tuesday night deadline for, you know, the call-up to the NCAA. So, you know, is that going to be another blow if they don't get that? And, again, I don't know because no one has ever been in that situation. No team ever has. So we'll see. It's, again, the most unusual year ever.
Yeah, no, it just gets weirder and weirder as we go. Kevin, how about next year? How close are the Rams to being they were a serious contender to winning the conference tournament this year, or winning the regular season title, but how close are they when you look at this group and then you look at the stud teams in the Boise States, in the Utah States, and of course the San Diego States?
I mean, I think very close. You know, the proof is in the pudding a little bit, as they say, and the leap that they took from last year to this year was significant. And you have to remember, that's without really an off season. You know, they spent months kind of sequestered at their homes around the country when normally, or around the world really in some cases, when normally they would be, you know, here in Fort Collins getting a lot of off season work in at Moby Arena. So I think that bodes well for them. Obviously, San Diego State's going to stay good. They're certainly losing some of their top guys, but they've done it for so long. You know they're good until they prove otherwise. Boise State should be really good. Nevada is really a team to watch. They look really dangerous moving forward as long as Sherfield comes back. The league is going to be strong, but you know, I think this team has every chance to take a big step forward, assuming all pieces return. And obviously, I think we all know the conversation around Nico Medved in Minnesota right now. So that's certainly something to watch. But assuming everything returns, you know, as it is, I don't see any reason why this team won't be in the mix. And to be honest, I wouldn't be shocked if they're the Mountain West, you know, preseason number one.
Yeah, I'm with you, man. It's hard to disagree. The Mountain West is gonna be pretty good. I mean, Wyoming might be a team to look out for next year too with Jeff Lender. Kevin, one more for you, just on the tournament, and we can go into the Nico Medved stuff too, maybe later this week and see where that whole thing is with Minnesota. But those Rams fans that are saying things like, "Oh, the Mountain West is disrespected." Well, isn't this the opportunity, looking at March Madness, looking at San Diego State, looking at both at Utah State, if you think the Mountain West is getting disrespected and you're a Rams fan, you should be rooting hardcore for both of those teams to do well to survive into the next couple of weeks.
Absolutely, and I think maybe a little truth, but, you know, it's as a sort of mid-major, you have to earn your respect. And, you know, if we're being frank, the Mountain West has had some good teams that sort of collapsed in the tournament and haven't done as well as they should. It's one, you know, there are a million reasons why last year is a bummer, but, you know, I think everyone wanted to see what that San Diego State team would have done in the tournament. And so this year's the same. You know, if San Diego State gets upset in the first round, that's a really bad look. You know, if Utah State lose, that's not a horrible look because they're, you know, the low seed, but I think they have a chance to potentially win. And then you throw in Boise and CSU in the NIT. If San Diego State makes a Sweet 16 and, you know, Boise and or CSU make a deep NIT run, that helps. And individually it helps too. You know, CSU, let's say they win the NIT, you know, best case scenario, go win the NIT. You're a team that has buzz going into next year. You know, again, you should be returning all these guys. You know, Nevada several years ago, they did that. They won outside the NCAA tournament. And then the next year, they were that top 25 team that kind of took everyone by storm. So it's, you know, you see it frequently that an NIT team can make a leap the next year and kind of start the year with some respect rather than, you know, this year. See if you had to spend all season earning it.
Yeah, no question, man. Well, I tell you, the Mountain West is going to be a lot of fun. It was fun this year. It'll be even more fun next year because I really do. I think all those teams you mentioned, especially with Nevada bumping up even more, should be a blast. Kevin, always appreciate you, my friend, and love the work you're putting together in the Colorado. And at least it makes sense to us. It might not be the stuff we want to hear as far as the Rams not getting in, but the way you lay it out, nobody better, my friend. Always appreciate it. And we'll maybe catch up with you this week. We might try to pick your brain more about this Minnesota situation and Coach Medved.
Yeah, that sounds great, Brady. You know, between the NCAA, you know, if they do or don't need a replacement team, the Minnesota thing, and the NIT coming up, plenty to happen this week, that's for sure.
Yeah, no question about it, man. Kevin, we'll talk to you soon. That's Kevin Lytle of the Fort Collins, Colorado. And all right, Colfax, we need to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll wrap up the show. Let's look at what's on the tube tonight. Yeah, there's still a chance. Yeah, Colorado State, you know, gets to be in the replacement team if there's a team that can't go. So do you want that? I mean, yeah, I guess it's still weird. All right, we'll take a quick break. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy.
It's a party in Northern Colorado's voice, 1310 KFKA. The Block Party, Wednesdays from 4 to 10 p.m.